Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel today, the weather is mild with sunny intervals. Comfortable temperatures are expected in major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. If you're out and about, it's a great day to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu is working behind the scenes to influence the Iran deal. Sources tell CNN the Israeli prime minister is using right-wing media and friendly senators to pressure Trump as Israel resists Lebanon's withdrawal. This is from I-24 News, just in. Also, the IDF has published a map of southern Lebanon deployment. The military reports troops are operating as far as 10 kilometers inside Lebanon to remove threats. This comes after Trump signed an Iran memorandum. Ynet reported this earlier today. Also this hour, in Trump's deal with Iran, the country can keep ballistic missiles but must give up nuclear weapons. President Donald Trump emphasized this condition earlier today. This update is from Forward. Separately, a perspective on Israel in turbulent times. Despite setbacks, our beloved Israel is moving forward. This is from the Australian Jewish News in earlier reporting. And finally, in earlier reporting, Iran's parliament speaker has shared plans to charge ships crossing the Strait of Hormuz. This is in line with a new memorandum of understanding with the U.S. Now turning to social media, Ariel Ozeran, a journalist, wrote just minutes ago that Iran's parliament speaker plans to charge ships crossing the Strait of Hormuz after a 60-day fee-free period. In another development, Al Arabiya English confirmed the authenticity of a U.S.-Iran memorandum by sharing images online. This was posted earlier today. Finally, Naftali Bennett, a former Israeli minister, posted that Netanyahu's recent appointment process is flawed and called for new elections, urging the Knesset to act on Supreme Court recommendations. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the efforts by Netanyahu to influence the Iran deal. Sources reveal his strategy involves engaging right-wing media and U.S. senators. This comes as Israel faces challenges with Lebanon's withdrawal. I-24 News provides the context, highlighting Netanyahu's tactical maneuvers as part of a broader geopolitical chess game. For Israeli civilians, this could mean changes in diplomatic relations and security measures. Turning to the IDF's operations in southern Lebanon, according to Ynet, the military's presence aims to neutralize threats up to 10 kilometers inside the border. This follows Trump's signing of the Iran memorandum, which has implications for regional security. The IDF's actions are crucial for protecting northern Israeli communities from potential hostilities. Meanwhile, the Trump administration's agreement with Iran allows ballistic missile retention but prohibits nuclear weapons. Forward reports this as a significant shift in policy, with Trump emphasizing the containment of nuclear capabilities. For regional diplomacy, this deal may alter power dynamics and influence future negotiations with Iran. On the economic front. First, Adina Eckstein, COO of Lemonade, stated that AI is essential for building insurance products that can truly insure AI. This was discussed at AI Week, according to CTEC's report from earlier this week. Separately, Ynet Business reported that European demand for electric cars has surged amid the Iran war gas shock. Renault says the increased demand has exceeded production capacity for small EV models. And finally, purchases of homes by foreign residents in Israel have fallen. Despite concerns about rising anti-Semitism abroad, Globes notes that foreign purchases amounted to just 77 in recent months. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.